Hello, my name is Hannah, calling you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, my
Forever
name is
Rainy.
Okay, no worries,
perfect.
Miss Rainy.
Okay. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You guys both have a great rest of your day too. Thank you.
Thank
Thanks, you
you.
also. No problem. Bye bye.
Yes, hello, is this Forever?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Before we go ahead and get started, I did just want to confirm some basic information for yourself here. I have your
Okay.
first name here as Forever, Forever. Last name, Rainey, Rainey. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I have a phone number here as 661-606-8209. Is that also correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And you are currently a resident of the US, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And have you already found an attorney to assist you on the hair relaxer case, or would this be your first
No.
time in court? Okay, got it.
This is my first time.
Okay, great. So you are willing to affirm that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you the one that had used hair relaxers, hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and after using hair relaxers, were you ever diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, well, we're going to try to see if we are going to be able to accept you for the case, okay? When was it that you were
Okay.
diagnosed? Do you recall the exact month, day, and year?
I was diagnosed September 2023 of last year.
Okay, I see. Okay, so do you remember the exact day in September, or did you want me to just put September 1st of 2020?
September, it was September 7th, I think. Yeah,
Okay.
September 7th.
Okay, I see. Thank you so much for that. So I have September 7th of 2023, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and who had diagnosed you? Do you recall the doctor's name?
Yes, Dr. Roy, ROY Silver.
Silver. Okay, and let's see. Okay, got it. And did you see him in Wilshire in LA?
Are you saying like the name of the hospital or?
Yes. Or did you see him at his exact office if he has one?
Yeah, Cedars-Sinai.
Okay, got it.
Cedars-Sinai.
Okay, Cedars-Sinai? Okay, got it. Okay, and which Cedars-Sinai did you go to? Was it the one in LA specifically, or was it which city was it?
The one
Okay.
in West Hollywood.
West Hollywood. Okay, got it. Perfect. Go ahead and put in that information here. Okay, so California is 2 years. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Okay, and did you use hair relaxer more than four
Yes.
times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with your ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes, I
I
use it like 3 to 4 times a month. My hair is like, I have really very curly, curly, defined hair.
see.
And I like my hair to be straight because I like to wear my hair down, so I use them very often.
Wow, I see. Okay, got it. And you said that you use it about 3 to 4 times a month, so pretty much like weekly. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, got
Yes, ma'am.
it. Okay. So that would mean if you use it about that, would you say that you use it roughly like 50 times a year? Would that be right?
Yeah, more me yes,
Okay, got
four
it.
to 12.
Okay,
Yeah.
perfect. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
05/26/2002.
I see. Okay, so I have here May 26th of 2002. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, geez, I'm so sorry. You were diagnosed so young.
Right. Well, I was diagnosed with it last year, but I've been using it for so long.
Yeah, I see. Okay, and were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that you know that also used hair relaxer and was affected similar to you or not to your knowledge?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay, no worries. And was it primarily California that you had been using the hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay, and I do just need an estimation of when you started to when you stopped taking hair relaxer. What date did you want me to put in for when you started using it?
I started the end of June of 2013. So like during like the summer, and then I stopped using it last year in August 11th.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put the dates here of when you started as June 30th of 2013 and end date as August 11th of 2023. Does that sound about accurate to you?
It was like the 25th of August.
25th, like 2-5?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, and you did state that you
I
basically
mean,
used it
of
weekly.
June. I'm sorry, 25th of June, and it was 11th of the 25th of June in 2013, and then the 11th of August, the 11th, August 11th, 2023 is when I stopped using it.
Okay, perfect. I'll just say those dates one more time just to make sure we're all good here. So I have June 25th of 2013 of when you started. Is that
Yes.
right? Okay, and then August 11th of 2013. I'm sorry, 20. I'm sorry, August 11th of 2023 of when you ended.
Yes.
Okay,
Yes,
sorry
ma'am.
about that. Okay, thank you. So that would be basically 10 consecutive years that you use hair relaxer products. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And did you use the hair relaxers at home in the salon, both primarily?
At home.
At home. Okay, got it. And which name brand did you use? Dark and Lovely, African Pride, Cream of Nature.
Dark and lovely.
Dark and Lovely. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, and did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year? Meaning that you had used it basically consistently for at least 1 full year, and then after that, your cancer diagnosis happened at least 2 years after that start date.
I'm not really sure.
Okay, so basically, if you started using it in 2013, and basically a whole year that passed would be 2014, and basically what they're asking
2014.
is, did your diagnosis happen at least 2 or more years after that date? And in this case, would be 2014.
No.
Okay, so you said that you were diagnosed in 2023, is that right?
Yes.
So that means that the cancer diagnosis occurred more than 2 years
More than
after.
sure.
Okay, so the answer to the question of did the cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using it regularly? The answer would be yes. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure. Okay, sorry. I know the way that they worded it is a bit confusing, so I just wanted to make sure you
Yeah, I'm
understood
like,
fully.
what's
Yeah, sorry. I just had to
Okay.
ask it that way, but thank you for that. Okay, and after you were diagnosed with your ovarian cancer last year, what type of treatment did you receive? Chemotherapy, radiation,
Yeah,
did you
it
have
was.
a hysterectomy? Okay.
And yeah, I didn't have a full hysterectomy.
Okay, again, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, and when did you start your chemotherapy? Do you have a date that you wanted me to put in, a specific date?
Started my chemotherapy the 21st of September of 2023.
Okay, got it. And you said that was September 21st of 2023, is that right? Oh, wow. So just like 2 weeks after you got diagnosed.
Exactly.
Wow, okay. And was that from the same doctor at Cedar Sinai, or did you go to a different doctor for your
Yes.
chemo? Same
No, it was
doctor.
the same.
Okay, got it. Okay, let me go ahead and put that in. And that was Dr. Roy. So I'll put in his information here. Okay. Okay, got it. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you just go by Forever Rainy, or do you also go by a middle initial or middle name?
No, just forever. Yeah, well, I don't use my middle name. I
Okay.
usually use my first and last.
Yeah, if you don't use it, we don't have to put it in. Okay, no worries.
Okay.
Okay, and social.
611-33-7084.
Perfect. I'll read that back to you. I have 611-33-7084. Is that right? Perfect. I also have an email here for you, which is forever, and then the word queen, but instead of the U, it's a V, and then 818 at iCloud. Is that correct? Okay, perfect. And again, I have that phone number here for you at 661-606-8209.
Yes.
Perfect. And what's the best address for you?
1025 Beale, Beale Avenue, apartment number 14, and it's Bakersfield, California. The zip code is 93305.
Perfect. I'll read that back to you. So I have 1025 Beale, Beale Avenue, apartment 14, Bakersfield, California, 93305. Is that right? Perfect. Okay. And in terms of the medical records, would either you or the hospital, basically Dr. Roy's office, would they have the
Yes.
medical record to support your diagnosis for the ovarian
Yes.
cancer?
Yes. It's in the hospital. He has it.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And last thing I'll need here is just an emergency contact from you. I really just need it for a phone number. We're not able to discuss any information or details about your case to them. It's purely just in case we need to reach you if this number gets disconnected. That's all.
Okay. I don't talk to people, so I don't have a number to put
Okay.
down.
And it doesn't have to be family, it can be just a friend or anyone.
I don't really have no one.
Okay, no worries. I'll just go ahead and put in no number as of right now. But in case you did want to change that and update that, you can go ahead and provide that later to them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, got it. And what I'll do now is I will go ahead and draft up the consent forms. And I'll just go over the information with you again just to make sure that everything on these forms are correct. And in the meantime, if you're able to, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So let me just go ahead and make sure everything is good here. And so you are confirming that you are Forever Rainy, residing at 1025 Beale Avenue, apartment 14, Bakersfield, California, 93305. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are confirming your date of birth here as May 26 of 2002 with a social security number of 611-33-7084. Is that also correct? Okay, perfect. And it was ovarian cancer that you were diagnosed with after the usage of hair relaxers. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and send this over to you now. You are going to see a text message and email notification pop in. So whenever it pops up, just go ahead and click on it for me, okay?
Okay.
And if you're not familiar with this process for an electronic signature, no worries. I can walk you through it. It's pretty seamless.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Perfect. Go ahead
Can I
and
just
click on
sign?
that. Basically, yeah, just go ahead and click. Do you see like a continue button on the page you're on?
Yeah.
Okay, and if you're not able to click on continue, just click on where it says I agree. Okay, so you're already inside. I see that. Okay, so once you click start, you're going to see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. Once you click that, you can either sign your signature the way you normally do or click select style. They'll create one for you. That's your choice. And whenever
Okay.
you're happy with it, go ahead and click at the bottom left where it says adopt and sign.
Okay.
And once you click adopt and sign, there's going to be another one of those yellow boxes with the arrows. Just go ahead and tap on all those until you get to the last part where it says finish.
Okay.
And once you click finish, I'll get it on my side and then we'll be all set to go, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I think I have them all.
Okay,
Yeah.
perfect. And were you able to get to the finish button at the bottom?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, let me go ahead and take a look here. Okay, so I got it on my side. I know there's a continue button on your side. You can actually just completely exit out of that website because we don't need you to create an account at all. Automatically, these consent forms are going to be in your email. So in case you ever need to reference back to it, you'll have them there, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So everything looks good here. You don't have to do anything from now until then. But from now until the next 4 days, someone from the law firm directly, they're going to be contacting you. Basically, it's just like a 5-minute introductory phone call that they do to make sure that, you know, of course, you are still all good to go. And then they're going to start pulling your medical records at that point. In a few minutes here, I am also going to be texting you my direct numbers in case you ever have questions or you have any concerns. Feel free to text me or give me a call and I'll be able to help you, okay?
All right, guys, thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do hope we're able to get you some justice, okay?
Yes.
You have
thank
a good rest of your day, Robert. Thank you.
You also.
Thank you. Bye.